This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before. Look in the dark we follow. Look at the leaders we follow. Look at the lies we've swallowed. And I don't wanna hear no more.
Jones Show. I am your guest host, Stu Peters. RedVoiceMedia.com is where you can find me, the daily host of Patriotically Correct. The platform has been that we will never fear or we will never cower in the face of lies. We will always talk to credible whistleblowers. We will always speak the truth, which is why in the fourth hour of today's show, we're going to talk more about the glaring truth, about the liberal whack jobs, the hostile takeover, the toppling of an entire political system. Because that's what we're looking at here. And when we see, mass shootings happening, for example, in Atlanta, Georgia, in Boulder, Colorado, we have to arrive at the realistic conclusion that these incidents are only just now beginning. As another progressive regime occupies the White House, and we have to realize that this is a trend. We have to be honest with ourselves. Being honest with ourselves in times like this after November 2020, amid a highly questionable election, an installed president, an installed regime, the highest paid federal employee in our entire government being the little twerp Anthony Fauci, who wants you to wear 30 or 40 masks now. And as Alex was saying in the last hour, to just give up everything. This is the pushes of inches and miles, folks. And we're going to get into the talk about the Second Amendment coming up also later this hour. We're going to talk with Melanie Joseph, who is a Broward County mother whose child was stripped from her as a result of these masking mandates. And this was a pre-pandemic photograph that she posted on her own social media that a judge, a dictatorial judge with unilateral, unprecedented authority, took into his own hands with his politically motivated gavel. And hit her where it really hurts. Folks, I have said on my show multiple times, ad nauseum, over and over again, I talk about this. It's only going to be a matter of time before, in the name of health and safety, they are after your kids. It happened in Broward County, Florida, at the hands of Judge Dale C. Cohen. And it happened again in New York, Dr. Micheline Epstein. She went to drop her daughter off at school. She was standing outside on the curb. Breathing fresh air on the curb at her daughter's school. As a result of that, her child custody rights were taken away from her. She was labeled a danger. She was assaulted and attacked by a school nurse. She was assaulted and attacked by school security. Nobody wants to take her case. She doesn't have the legal representation that she needs. Her crowdfunding account was completely shut down. Now, if you think that big tech is limited to how many Twitter followers you have, or whether or not you can get your message out, we have already been told that should you question the regime, should you question the liberals, should you speak out, should you bring any fact or truth to your platform, that you risk being dismissed and gone completely. We know this. But it's not limited to your little Twitter accounts, folks. It's not limited to your Facebook shadow banning. It's not limited to an entire platform of 20 million people being shut down completely as Parler was taken away by the socialist communist hands of Bezos over at Amazon. Folks, they are now taking crowdfunding away from parents who are fighting to keep their kids. Let that sink in. The truth is, the liberal Democrats don't care about the lives of mothers, immigrant mothers. They don't care about black lives, which is what we're going to get into as we talk more about this gun grab. Because, yes, the gun grab does relate to this lie of systemic racism amongst policing and in our communities, as this populace is labeled the most racist population in the entire world, as liberals apologize for us all over the world. Kamala Harris is now an Asian. She's no longer African-American. All lies. We're going to talk more about that. My name is Stu Peters. This is the Alex Jones Show. FanDiff.tv.
Gemrick's Essentials is all natural, all organic, high-end, quality, clean self-care products. And they are 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping for a limited time. That is the three essential oil, all natural hand sanitizers. That's all of these high-end, super pure, quality essential oils in basically every popular scent that's out there. Then, of course, we have the natural shampoo, organic. We also have the body wash. It's all there. And our best-selling organic deodorant from Enrich Essentials, 50% off and free shipping, part of our big blowout sale that's taking place right now. We also have Rainforest Plus Nootropic back in stock. Is 50% off as well at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off and free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com on these select items.
Guest hosting here in the fourth hour. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. As promised, to relate some of these lies together in the wake of these mass shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, we have to arrive at these conclusions that this is only beginning. We discussed that during the Obama administration, mass shootings became a regular occurrence, and the reason for the original assault weapons ban back in the 90s was as a result of the fake narrative about white supremacists and racist Republicans going nuts and shooting everything up. You remember, the old term was coined going postal. Remember this. Where are these assault weapons? That's my question. Where are these military-grade rifles? Where are these so-called weapons of war? The difference between the AR-15 and a common 308, a 7mm, or a 300 Winnie Mag, commonly used for deer hunting, is nothing. There's no difference other than appearance. So why has the left been able to manipulate the public so easily? Are these people really that stupid? I mean, I can't accept that. I refuse to believe that those who choose not to own weapons are making that choice because they hate weapons. I understand somebody not being comfortable holding or handling a firearm. I understand those that don't wish to shoot guns, go to the range, hunt animals, kill animals, or choose to defend themselves like I do, which I would consider to be appropriately. Most of these people live in a bubble world where they expect the police to do their jobs. And these people are also under the assumption that there's maybe a cop just waiting down the hall or in the basement, around the corner, or behind that door, just waiting to jump out and save their ass when the unthinkable happens. Like a superhero wearing a cape, they can be in multiple places at multiple times. Nobody plans to be a victim is the point. It's ridiculous to accept the notion that someone wakes up in the morning, stretches out, opens their mouth for that last yawn, and looks at their spouse and says, you know, honey, today I think I'm going to go get raped. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. Nobody comes home from work on a lunch break knowing that there's three armed criminal thugs in the basement stealing the big screen from the man cave. Who then, by the way, become equally surprised the homeowner has arrived, forcing them to shoot and kill the unsuspecting family man, father of three, and loyal husband. When you're away for an evening at bowling league, gone for a business trip, or for whatever reason your spouse or significant other finds herself spending the night without you, she's not prepared for the home invasion that the two gangsters have been planning for the last 2 weeks. They knew about the plan, but you didn't. And neither did your dead wife. You get the point. People that choose to own or possess firearms to protect themselves look at most situations with a different level of awareness than those that don't. At least I do. And I'm not saying that non-gun owners are idiots or lack intelligence. I'm just acknowledging that people make different choices based on the way they were brought up, based on life experiences, based on training, based on their perspective of a reality. And that's okay. That's fine. We are all a different people, and that's what makes the world go round. I'm sure that your parents told you that. If you grew up in a household similar to mine, where I had parents that had family values, core values, they had a belief in something bigger than, you know, government. We believe in God. If you choose to drink alcohol, for example, that doesn't mean that I have to. If you choose to drive a car without your seatbelt on, that's on you. If you choose to jump off of a bridge, well, that doesn't mean that I'm suicidal or that I want to die. If you choose to take a long walk off a short pier, you get the point. This is natural selection. This is survival of the fittest. This is Darwinism, I guess. But on the same side of the argument, if you choose not to protect yourself with a gun, that doesn't mean that I need to die a helpless pile of crap, unable to defend myself or my family, or total strangers for that matter, when the unplanned or the unthinkable occurs. Nobody plans for these things to happen. None of those people at King Soopers planned to be gunned down in the frozen food aisle of the local grocery store they frequent multiple times a week. None of those Asian hookers planned to die inside of those so-called spas in Midtown Atlanta. But the reality is that when progressive radical Democrats are in control of the White House, when liberals have the majority of control in our federal government, when cesspools of crime and corruption in leftist cities and states across the country continue to erupt in gun violence, the law-abiding citizens are the only ones that catch the blame. We're an educated people. That's why we're here. That's why you're here at BanThis.tv. That's why you watch programs like the Alex Jones Show. You don't have these talks with people that you associate with on a regular basis because more than likely, there's just a mutual understanding. Those are the people that share your sentiment. People typically align themselves with like-minded people. We choose our friends, we don't choose our family. And those people that you choose to be around understand that there's no reasonable defense against a bad guy with a gun other than a good guy with a gun. That's why we give guns to our troops, our soldiers. That's why we give guns to the cops, to our police officers. And that's why states, counties, and cities grant law-abiding citizens a permit to carry a firearm. I mean, it's really common sense. Sane people would never expect a social worker to go to a domestic assault call, but yet these liberal radicals in these democratically controlled cities, like right here in Minneapolis, this is exactly what they're calling for. But critically thinking individuals don't ask cops to turn in their guns and talk down the gang-banging, dope-dealing career criminals that are under the influence of street drugs. They don't expect that a hug and some nice words are going to resolve the majority of these issues, and that's why guns exist. We didn't talk nicely to the British and ask permission to be a liberated people in the 1700s. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. We didn't sit in a cry room and talk about our feelings with the enemy in Vietnam. We shot them. And the terrorists that wish to destroy America by whatever means necessary weren't talked down by social workers or with some touchy-feely diplomatic resolve. We shot them, too. We blew them up. They were confronted with superior violence, and they were killed. The cost of freedom, folks, is death. Sad reality. Breaking news. Call CNN. And the only way to protect yourself from deadly force, sadly, most often times, is by responding with the violence of action and superior firepower. Or the element of surprise. Those are the facts. That is reality, and even liberal progressives know that. They know that they're lying about gun control, and they know the audience that they are lying to. But the fact is, they don't care. They know they're lying about race relations. They know they're lying about systemic racism amongst our police community. They know that they're lying about minority communities. They know that they only talk to black people during election cycles. They don't care about black people any more than they care about me. They don't care about black lives any more than they care about white lives, Christian lives, or any other life. They don't care about anything, as a matter of fact, other than re-election and the quest for more power, more money, more compliance, more control. And typically they get it through the feeling and emotion of fear. inner cities like Chicago, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia, Portland, and Baltimore are allowed to go to war every single weekend. And the left does nothing except blame the police. The same cops they wish to defund are asked where they were, as 60 shootings result in 15 deaths over a holiday weekend, and their only answer is some symbolic and empty ordinance declaring some wacky gun-free zone. Come on. They disarm law-abiding citizens because those are the only people that will eventually reluctantly abide by and scrupulously adhere to the letter of law. That's why they're law-abiding citizens. This isn't coming from some damn Ivy League, Harvard, Columbia, Dartmouth, Cornell, higher liberal education platform I'm speaking from here, folks. This is the product of a 2-year post-secondary education and 18 years of life experience dealing with some of the most violent people you'd ever care to think about in my 18 years that I spent as a fugitive apprehension specialist, bounty hunter, bail enforcement, whatever you want to call it. From someone who was responsible for locating, apprehending, and jailing those offenders that didn't want to return to prison and did it without shooting anybody. So don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying the answer is to go out and shoot everyone that you think is a threat. And I'm not saying deadly force is the only answer. I'm saying that there is a time and a place for everything. And the fact is, although these communists want you to believe that every cop is a racist killer, the real truth is that almost a million cops work every single day because they don't have to take a life, and most of them go home without doing it. More of the Alex Jones Show next.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Jones Show. My name is Stu Peters, your guest host here in the fourth hour. You can find me at redvoicemedia.com. The media not telling you about the nearly million cops every day that go out and don't take a life, just like they don't want to tell you stories about like this next guest that I'm going to have on. Dr. Micheline Epstein thought it was just a normal day in her life as she was going to her daughter's New York school to drop her off. She was standing on the curb where she was assaulted and attacked by a school nurse. She was assaulted and attacked by school security and has now had the unthinkable happen as her parental custodial rights have been limited or taken away as a New York City judge has removed her six-year-old from Dr. Epstein because she didn't wear a mask outside. She exercised her right to breathe clean and fresh air, which is why I wanted to have Dr. Epstein on. Dr. Epstein, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Hi, Stu. Thank you guys for having me.
Take us through that day. We're limited in time here just a little bit, but I want you to take us through that day and then take us to how you ended up losing your daughter, who, by the way, just celebrated her sixth birthday in your absence, and you celebrating her birthday in her absence. Horrific. Take us through this. Tell us what the mainstream media will not tell these listeners.
So basically, you know, I was dropping my daughter at her school at the curb, like you said. They had the procedures, you know, to get her temperature measured, and then there's this app where you have to answer questions, and then they scan. And I was about to leave, like I always do, and this woman came with a thermometer in her right hand, and she started pushing me and yelling at me, saying, "You cannot be here. You cannot be here. This is a school in the middle of the pandemic. Blah, blah, blah. I'm the nurse of the school." So I turned around, just like, whatever, and just kept walking, right? But I walked a little bit, a few steps, and, it took me a couple seconds to recollect. And then I was just like, did the woman just touch me?
And that was like, really, you're outside, you're on the curb, you're not in a building. There's no mask mandate where you have to wear a mask outdoors. You're socially distanced properly. You're not around anybody. You've sent your daughter into the school where only children are allowed to be and faculty. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And my daughter at that point was already on with her mask because she had a mask. So when I come back, she sees that I'm coming back. So she starts doing this. "Don't touch me. Don't get close to me." So I come around her, like 6 feet, I keep myself 6 feet apart, and I said, "Ma'am, I'm not going to touch you, but I just want to let you know that you cannot do this to people because of masks." And she keeps, like, you know, acting up. And then this man comes in, which I find out later is the head of the security of the school, and with a box of masks. He picks up the mask and shows him my face. He said, put the mask. And I say, "No." I pick up the mask. I rip it off. I throw in the guard, the ground, turn around, and go back home. When I get home, I receive an email. Yes?
I don't interrupt you here, but just for the sake of time, for a little bit of backstory here also, you have a less than amicable, less than cordial separation from the father of your child, and there has been this ongoing disarray and custody issues and disputes. So now the father of your daughter has weaponized this story, right? The school nurse and the security officer playing the victim. "No, don't touch me." That's what these liberals do. That's they play the victim all the time. They pull this out obviously, this isn't a politically motivated or charged story, but the politics are very important, just like politics go along with every single thing that we do in our lifetime, where people say, oh, I don't want to be part of politics, but you have to pay attention. So you've got the mask shoved in your face, but now you find yourself in a courtroom as your ex or the father of your daughter has gotten a hold of an attorney and weaponized this thing and said, I'm going to drag Dr. Epstein, my ex, back to court, and I'm going to weaponize this against her. How did that happen? Tell us that.
Well, we're actually still going through the divorce. The divorce is not finished. We were sharing 50-50 custody, but basically that what happens is after that, you know, when I got home, I received an email from the school a lawyer saying that twisting the whole situation, saying that I had attacked the nurse, that I had, like, used, like, foul language, you name it. Like, all sorts of, like, untruth things, and telling me that I could never come pick up or drop my daughter from school, that I could not ever talk to the staff of the school, that I paid half of it, which is very expensive. And I was informed by my lawyer at that time that I could not take my daughter from school, which I wanted to do. So then the next thing, you know, and this was on Wednesday, on Monday, the next week, Monday, the lawyer of my husband, my soon-to-be ex-husband, sent a letter because he received also the letter to the judge. Then we had an emergency hearing on the next Monday, and I was berated by the judge. The judge, like, treated me like superhumanly, and in the end, he took my daughter. He said that for at least 1 month I would have supervised visits that I have to pay, by the way, and it would be inside my house, and everybody in the household while that happened had to use a mask.
So you have to wear a mask inside of your own home. This is what a district court judge in the city of New York is ordering that you do, that you have to now wear a mask inside of your own home, despite the fact that it's not his home, constitutionally overreaching and coming into your personal life, violating your constitutional rights, your individual liberties. There is no mandate that requires any other New Yorker to do these things, but he's holding your custody of your daughter and visitation with your child over your head, backing you into a corner to do this and saying that you will not have any contact with your daughter unless these things happen. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's the only way I could potentially see my daughter.
You know, people have said that in cases like this, you have to be able to prove that you were under duress. You know, when you did a certain thing, when you made a statement in a courtroom, who could argue the fact that a mother is under any kind of stress or duress when you're being told, you're given an ultimatum. You're either going to wear a mask in your own home or you're not going to have custody of your daughter. This is absolutely unbelievable. The mainstream media not touching this story by any means. Now, you have a crowdfunding account that you have set up for people to help you with legal representation, as your attorneys have been walking away from you. You've had no luck finding somebody to replace you. People are telling you that this case is too complex. It seems pretty cut and dry to me. A judge violated your rights, took your kid away because you weren't wearing a mask on an outdoor street, and the criminal justice system, along with the family justice system, has been completely compromised and used and weaponized against a good mother who's totally involved with her child. This is ridiculous, and I hope that this judge's email is filled and inundated with people who are absolutely outraged by this, like I am. And your case is not the only case. We're going to talk with Melanie Joseph from Broward County, Florida, who another judge, and I got another email this morning from a Miami case that didn't have anything to do with the pandemic, but this family justice system has to be rectified. Real quickly, where can people find your crowdfunding account, because I want people to be able to help you out?
It's actually gifts and go. And if you go to my medias, like, I don't know by heart, I actually hate talking about money. I pray would do as much if it's not more. And anybody that wants to contribute, please, only if you feel in your heart, in your mind, in your soul that you should do that. But if you, like I said, I pray to the real God, should do just as much or more.
Dr. Epstein, thank you so much for joining us. Again, the story, folks, is not unique. If you feel like prayers, great. If you have the financial wherewithal to donate to her, please do so. More of the Alex Jones Show coming up next. Going on.
Alex Jones here with a new InfoWars sale, and it is a fantastic sale. It is many of our best-selling products that just so happen to also be selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off and free shipping on these select items. Again, all these are selling out except for Brainforce. It finally came back into stock. It's amazing. It's 50% off and free shipping. We've got the toothpaste, the mouthwash, the Kava Chill, the Vasobeats, the Alpha Power. All of these are bestsellers, 50% off and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, and it funds our operation. Plus, all of the Emmerich's essential oils, natural deodorants, shampoos, conditioners, a whole host of products. The entire Emmerich's Essentials line is close to selling out. More coming in a few months, but despite that, right now, ladies and gentlemen, they're all 50% off as well with free shipping. Just follow the banners at InfoWarsStore.com to huge savings, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stu Peters, Red Voice Media in here. If you're finding this, of course, you're finding it on bandthis.tv. Make sure to visit us where the truth lives at redvoicemedia.com. Also, never going to walk away from a credible whistleblower. We're never going to walk away from stories that paint the real truth of what's actually happening here in our neighborhoods, here in our court system. Massive judicial corruption taking place, as you heard from Dr. Epstein. This is overreach, folks, and it's not limited. I've been contacted by dozens dozens of mothers and parents that have had the court system weaponized amid this coronavirus plandemic. Nancy Pelosi, if you think that she didn't see this thing coming from that obscure lab, and by the way, in Wuhan, China, right? I wasn't called by my financial advisor and given some advice on this laboratory that I should invest in. We all know now that, you know, Anthony Fauci invested in this lab. Nobody questions that. Barack Obama, a personal investor in this lab. Nobody questions that. But the story for Dr. Epstein is not unique. I'm talking now with Melanie Joseph, who had the same thing happen at the hands of corrupt Judge Dale C. Cohen down in Broward County. Melanie Joseph, welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Appreciate you making yourself available. We know that you're going through hell. Tell us the story. Take us through what happened.
Thank you so much for having me. It is definitely a living nightmare. So backstory is, my ex and I have a timeshare plan. We're supposed to share our son. And when I went for my spring break that we look forward to every year, I was kept from my son. So I did what I had to do as far as trying to, you know, ask continuously to see my son. And when I was denied, I went through the police. I went through the courts. I went through every means necessary to see my son, and I was denied. So I had to wait 6 months for a hearing, and it was excruciating because we're all going through this time as a country. We have no idea why or what's going on, and I'm separated from my loved one. And so when I had my court hearing, which was to hold the father in contempt, I honestly thought that I was going to see my son again. I had my bags packed. This was in September. And unfortunately, I was hit with something that I didn't expect. And opposing counsel mentioned a picture that was on my private Facebook of me without a mask on during a non-mandated time and at my doctor's office, an oral surgery. So because of that picture and the fact that I do carry, it really upset the judge. And he made a very impossible ruling against me. He discriminated against me. He called me an anti-masker, which is something I never stated. In fact, I said that I followed the CDC guidelines. And he was really angry and said that I had the audacity to post on social media that I'm an anti-masker. And as a result of doing so, he made an example out of me. And he stated that I had to...
Heard the judge Dale C. Cohen from the bench say, you know, she's one of these anti-mask people. She has the audacity to post on social media that she's one of these anti-mask people. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up. You can find this stuff, folks. I mean, the audio tapes are out there. You know, just to be fully transparent and candid here, I've interviewed you on a different platform at redvoicemedia.com, and those audio tapes are there. I believe at the InfoWars website as well, our interview is posted. And the judge actually said that for now, your time sharing is suspended. Completely, I mean, as you were saying, the judge isn't even looking at you. You're looking at a picture of this guy on your screen amid the pandemic and the socially distanced or virtual court hearings. And Judge Dale C. Cohen makes this arbitrary ruling that you are not allowed to see. Now, here's where I want to get to something that's even more shocking, folks. We've talked about the fact that the government cannot or has not yet mandated these vaccines. I have long warned, along with the fact that these people are going to come after your kids in the name of health and safety, that they will also find ways to mandate this vaccination. Now, Judge Cohen said what to you regarding the vaccination and the ability to whether or not you could see Logan again?
So before the vaccine had been developed in September, he made it clear that in order for me to have any time with my son, that I had to take this vaccine and my son had to have the vaccine.
So I mean, isn't that... I mean, that is making it mandatory. That is saying to you, it's giving you an ultimatum. If you're going to see your son, that you have to take this vaccine. Any mother wants to see their son. You are a caring and involved mother. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm speculating and I don't know you, but I do know my mother and I know my wife, who is the mother to three beautiful children that I am raising. You would walk across hot coals, shards of glass, nails, to hell and back. On one leg while bleeding and taking your last breath to spend time with your son. You would do anything to spend time with your son, including taking this jab because a district court judge is ordering it. That makes it mandatory in my eyes. He is mandating that you have a vaccination because you are an involved mother who wants to do anything. You would sacrifice your own life, which may be what you're doing if you take this vaccination. People have called it the mark of the beast. We don't know what's in it. We know that it's a cocktail that has proven to trick your body into believing that you have COVID all the time. I mean, that's a conversation for a whole nother day. But would you consider this to be a mandate?
Absolutely. It was terrifying to hear those words. It's something that at the time when he said that, I considered, because as you just said, I would do anything to see my son. Since that development and seeing people are dying from it, it's one of those things that, you know, you're putting me in a very dangerous place. Do I see my son again, or do I take something that I see people dying from? So it's been a nightmare, and I haven't been able to see him in a year since that decision was made because of how this has been going in the courts and being denied hearings and then now being forced into a settlement. And it's just, it's never ending because of what? Because the father wanted me to be out of my son's life, and he used this pandemic to make that happen.
Okay, so this is another... The family court system has been weaponized by an ex who has motivations other than the health and safety of your son. And I'm going to highlight that here because of information that I already have. Now, your ex claims that your son has been diagnosed with asthma. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And so your son diagnosed with asthma. Your ex is okay with your son wearing a mask. By the way, you have to drive to and from North Carolina back and forth between Florida if you want to see your son. The entire time that your son is with you, whether he's in the vehicle, whether he's at your house, whether he's outdoors, indoors, the entire time that he's with you, mind you, he has to stay masked despite the fact that he has an asthma diagnosis. So the question here is, who has Logan's best interest in mind? And it's clear that it's not Judge Dale C. Cohen. It's clear that it's not the father of your son who is the one that informed you that your son supposedly has this asthma diagnosis. We all know that you put something over your face, you're restricting the flow of oxygen, which probably, I'm no doctor here, I'm no Dr. Joe Biden by any means, but I'm assuming that medically it's probably not the best thing to do to somebody who has asthma to restrict the flow of oxygen to their system.
Absolutely. And in order for me to see him again, which I can't see him until June still, I had to enter into this agreement that I'm going to abide by their restrictive rules. And it's only for 21 days after not seeing my son for a year and being a mother to him. I get 21 days to see my son, and he has to wear a mask.
There it is, folks. The GoFundMe account, Liberating Logan, if you have the means or the heart or the ability to do other than just saying a prayer and send some money towards Melanie Joseph and her fight to get back with Logan. Some additional information, by the way, Melanie, thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And I hope, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope to hear a positive outcome on this case. And we'd like for you to get a fair shake in front of an impartial judge who's not using his or her gavel for political aspirations and motivation. That there's no reason why the school system should be politicized like this, especially when it comes to the health and safety of our kids, the real and legitimate health and safety of our kids. Best of luck to you. Thanks a lot for being here.
Can I just say really quick that Judge Cohen is doing this to other mothers? He's taken a 22-month-old baby from its mother for the same thing, not having a mask on at the beach. There's no reason for him to be in power. I'd love to see him removed. He doesn't have the authority, and he's taking the wrong authority to destroy families. And thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Of course. And we hope Governor DeSantis is made aware of this, and we hope that there's some serious judicial reform that happens in the state of Florida as we're hearing more stories like this. Melanie said that this is happening not only to her but to other parents. I don't know anything about this two-year-old, but we're definitely going to look into that. You know, and Logan also has a vaccination exemption. The vaccination could kill him, but yet they're going to force him to get vaccinated even though this thing hasn't been approved for kids. These stories continue all over the place. More on the Alex Jones Show as we continue.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days applies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Truth Lives, also at redvoicemedia.com. Ask just that you stop by and check it out. If you hate it, great, go away. If you love it, we ask you to stay around for a while. But while, you know, people don't care, these liberals, about people like Melanie Joseph, that mother in Florida. They don't care about Dr. Epstein in New York. These liberals don't care about anything, which is proven by these inner cities that continue to burn. While crime-ridden neighborhoods in these liberally controlled cities, the media stays quiet. Nobody does a damn thing while they burn to the ground. Nobody does anything to address the real problem while 10 innocent people are murdered by an Islamic terrorist at a supermarket. And now here we go with the left calling for gun confiscation. When will black Americans learn that the left doesn't care about their lives? We need you over here. We need more common sense black Americans here. There are a lot of you out there, as proven by the numbers that President Trump had in a record smashing election on November 3rd in 2020. More blacks voted for him than for Barack Obama, but yet we're being told that that was for Biden. Okay, we're supposed to believe that. But I mean, seriously, how do you defend any of this as a liberal? You can't. You can't defend it with any logic or reason, and that's why most liberals are angry people. Can you imagine going to bed every night knowing that you're actually saying everything that isn't true, knowing that you're lying, knowing that you don't believe in a damn thing that's coming out of your mouth because you can't speak any sense at all because you'd be considered a traitor to your party? These people are the most insincere, unauthentic, empty souls in existence. They just simply don't care about black people. And the thought that this narrative is being broadly accepted tells me that I'm either living among the most stupid people the world has ever seen and that I underestimated the American populace, or that the media is lying again. And if I'm in Vegas betting on those odds, I would take the latter. The fact is, the majority of people don't accept this as a reality. The fact is, they're not going to give up their guns, and we can't. Now, I don't want to keep beating on this 2A issue, folks, but it's so important that we don't give an inch on this Second Amendment. We cannot allow for magazine capacity restrictions, because next is the weapons, then the platforms, then all of them. To address my earlier point, asking about where these assault weapons are, these weapons of war, they aren't out here. The media wants you to look at the AR-15 as a big, black, scary gun that's capable of mowing down hundreds of people in a second, and that's just not true. And if you thought about the AR-15 and you thought those things, then you need to educate yourself. We've highlighted the fact that liberals are liars, and they know it. Most of them are ugly people also, just a side note. And most are really, really stupid, but others are just educated liars. Most of them spout off about how educated they are. Anytime someone with real, truthful, and insightful, honest perspective dares to question their platform, call them out on their BS, or point out their lies, they always resort to name-calling. You're a racist. You're a sociopath. You're just a Trump-supporting bootlicker. We've heard it all, and it really is a shame that the term racist doesn't really carry the same weight that it previously used to. Whereas in my history, if I were to have been called a racist, which historically I never was, I would have taken that very seriously. Now I'm a racist every day. You understand what I'm saying? I have a platform. I speak the truth at Red Voice Media. I'm not scared to talk to real whistleblowers on my daily program as I expose corruption. And so, of course, I'm a racist and a bigot. I get that. I'm a white nationalist, a radical conservative, deplorable, clinging to my religion and guns, and I wear it like a badge of honor. It's a shame, but it really almost is a compliment to be labeled as a racist these days. And if you really want the truth, most people aren't racist, but the rhetoric is breeding racism where it previously would not have existed. There's a story at redvoicemedia.com that I glanced past the other day as Ray is doing great work over there posting more truth. Biden is now being forced into appointing less white people. This was a clip that I actually saw in a real conversation being had on one of these fake news networks. And isn't just it's just the cutest little display of racism I have ever seen. It's the spit directly in the face of those that the left commonly likes to prop up as they're examples of heroic figures in our past. Say, for example, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. They take his name in vain every time they utter it because he's rolling over in his grave as the real party of racism continues to lie to Americans about how far we've come as a country to become less racist. Never mind the fact that millions of people pour into the United States every year to escape real oppression and real racism. No. Instead, we listen to the real racists who are handing out jobs, literally appointing people to the highest level of our federal government based not on their qualifications or the content of their character, but simply for the color of their skin, for their gender, for their sexual orientation, because they cut off their man parts. It's ridiculous. I don't give a damn if the Surgeon General is black or white. I could care less if he's Christian or Muslim or what political ideology he or she or it or them represent. I don't care if they're gay. I don't care if they're straight. I don't care if they used to be a man posing as a woman, as long as they are qualified to be there. I mean, hello. This is the epitome of racism. And while we're on the hypocrisy kick, I can't help but think about what's going on as I'm watching here in New York with the sexual harasser Andrew Cuomo. I mean, folks, I understand that this is a false flag. It's no different than all the mass shootings that we're going to see over the next 4 years while these whack jobs look to rid you of your right to keep and bear arms. It's all fake. It's a distraction away from the tens of thousands of grandparents that Cuomo sent to modern-day progressive death camps. It's a political save. Would you rather be known as a rapist and a sexual harasser, or would you rather go down for killing 15,000 people? Over 15,000 people are dead because Cuomo decided that political maneuvering was more valuable than those lives. Lives don't matter to liberals. I think I've done a good job of highlighting that already, so I digress for the sake of time. But I mean, what happened to taking these allegations seriously? They got up there and lied about now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and they did it knowing they were lying. They intentionally tried to destroy the life of a good man, knowing that he was a good man, and knowing that nothing that they were saying was true. Don't you remember Me Too? What happened to Me Too? What happened to the death hornets, by the way? I feel like we skipped past the murder hornets. But how are young women and daughters supposed to grow up and be strong and independent women? The loony left and the media is silent. After all these women have come forth with serious and believable allegations, some of which are on tape. There was nothing there in the way of proof with Kavanaugh. But we see it here, and here we go. We have the proof. The media, silent. All of them. I don't favor one cable news broadcast network over the next, folk. They're all fake. Fake! There isn't a shred of decency in any of the major broadcast networks. And some of these newer so-called conservative platforms are equally as responsible for the fall of Trump and the Republican Party as the Democrats and rhinos currently serving as elected representatives in the swamp. These establishment people have to go. We have to address what happened in 2020 before we can move on. But seriously, if these women aren't to be taken seriously now, I'm only left with the option of knowing that the glaring truth about liberal progressive Democrats is that racism and sexual assault is only to be tolerated if you want to be known as a real liberal. We can't take these allegations seriously now because Cuomo's a Democrat and I'm a Democrat, so if I speak out against this documented sexual harassment, which is more than likely an indicator that he's a rapist, I will be outcasted from my party. The War Room with Owen Schroyer is up next. I wonder what he has going on, Owen. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was enjoying your segment there, On Fire, finishing up the Alex Jones Show today. And so I'm glad to be on here with you. And I want to let people know that today is the Veterans Call-In Show here on the War Room. So we dedicate the entire War Room to veterans. We'll also take active duty callers today. Weigh in on all the subjects you just talked about. Weigh in on all the subjects of the day. The big story right now is the southern border, though. I don't know if you've seen, but some senators went down there. They got taunted by the cartels. It's all on video. It's pretty dramatic stuff. They're putting kids in hotel rooms with unidentified adults. We don't know who they are. I don't see how anything could go wrong with that.
Yeah, I did. I saw that. I saw Senator Ted Cruz was down there in full Geraldo mode. He had his black vest on, so he really took him seriously. And all these Republicans now pretending like they care about the alien invasion down there. I don't know how I can take these people seriously either. They had how many years to take care of this situation? There's always been a crisis at the border down there. And they had a president that wanted to do something about it. And now all of a sudden, Owen, here they are. We're down here. Oh, shh, everybody be quiet. There's violence back here. Over here. Come on. I mean, we got to pretend now. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the numbers, though, the numbers are overwhelming. So I'm glad that at least they're doing it, even if it is for the cameras.
I hope you have a great show. Everybody stay tuned for what's coming up with Owen Schroyer on the Roar Room. On the War Room, excuse me, there's a tongue twister coming up next. My name is Stu Peters. I hope that you will come and visit me over at redvoicemedia.com, where we are unafraid to talk about the lying hypocrisy and how it's true. We're talking about the truth every single day over there. My daily program is on at 6 p.m. Eastern on all of the places where you can find a podcast. The Alex Jones Show, of course. I will see you here, I believe, every single Friday, unless I've been fired already. My name is Stu Peters. The Alex Jones Show continues for about another 5 seconds, but we're going to throw it over to Owen Schroyer and the War Room right now. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. See you next time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. And receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout. And the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.